27 minutes after 5 Central African time. It's the 27th of Shawwal, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Wednesday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, today, the 27th of Shawwal, 1442, we focus on chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 4 and verses number 5 and 6. Today, verses 5 and 6, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. Obviously, a person will inquire and ask, why does Almighty Allah mention the incident, the narrative of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him. The Jews say, the Jews will name it Moshi. So Musa means At-tiflu alladhi fi sunduq, that dead baby that was floating on the water in the box. You know what happened to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and how Almighty Allah rescued him, made him a mighty, mighty messenger among the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, alayhi salatu salam. His Mubarak blessed name is mentioned the most, 136 times. He was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair. This is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He elevates whoever he wants to, whenever he wants to, and wherever he wants to. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was sent to the Israelites. They were disobedient. They were rebellious, and Almighty Allah cursed them. And till today you can see the plight of the Jews, how they are being punished by Almighty Allah, humiliated, and the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah descending upon them. Surah chapter 14, verses number 5 and number 6. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. The wow, we can say wow atifa, wow in conjunction with the previous one, because Allah Ta'ala said He sends the prophets and messengers in the same language that to what He speaks and the people speak is the same normally. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was speaking their language. لَقَدْ. Wherever in the Quran Sharif you have laqad, you should know this much. Qad comes for tahqiq, that is positively, definitely, surely, so for emphasis. But when it is preceded by lam, then that lam is known as tawthiyatul qasam, which means that the translation tafsir will be walillahi qad. And by Allah, Allah taking an oath, definitely, surely, Arsalna Musa, we sent Moses, Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam. So Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. So why does Almighty Allah say we? That's the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp His authority. That by Anbiya and Prophets, there is selection by Allah, not election by people. You see, when there's election, then it turns out to be a circus many a time. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. So we sent to Nabi Musa alayhi salam with our signs and miracles, that he showed the Pharaoh and his comrades and cabinet that he put his hand under his armpit, and when he produced it, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ, he was dark in complexion, but his hand was shining, it was whitish, and so forth. And he took his stick and staff, and he threw it, فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى, first a small snake, and then a huge serpent, and the Pharaoh and all of them were so frightened. Remember that. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you must not fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى, we will return it to its original form. So all these type of miracles, all Almighty Allah blessed him with. Remember, while the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. After the drowning and dispatching the Pharaoh to Jahannam and hellfire, meaning that he's already seeing the impact of his actions and so forth, so thereafter Almighty Allah blessed Nabi Musa alayhi salam with the Torah. It's true that today there is not one original copy of the Torah, and among the Jews, the rabbis, the chief rabbi, anywhere in the world, in the rogue regime of Israel included, remember, there's not a single rabbi who can read the original Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, by memory, by heart, in the original language, not a single one. We, and similarly with Christianity, there is not a single pope, priest, pastor in any part of the world, whether you go to Vatican or anywhere else, and tell them to read the Injil, the Gospel, the original Gospel, in the original language, by memory, none of them can do. And you ask us, the Muslims, we just finished Ramadan 1 month ago, so you must remember that we have millions of people. All this is the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on the Muslims. So he went, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, with the miracles, and akhrij qawmaka min al-thulumati ila al-nur. You, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, take your people out, the Bani Israel, the Israelites, min al-thulumat, from the darknesses in which they are groping in, the darkness of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, and today it will mean min al-thulumat, from Zionism and your apartheid regime. So from all these darknesses in which you are groping in, take them out, ila nur, to the radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah towards Islam. Every prophet and messenger was a Muslim. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Muslim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muslim. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Muslim. Jesus, Muslim. Everyone, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, peace be upon him, Muslim. So bring them towards Islam and invite them towards Islam. Ila nuri wa zakiruhum bi ayyamillah, and remind them bi ayyamillah. Ayyam, the plural of yom. So what is the meaning? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ra'isul Mufassirin, and this hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. He said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ayyamillah means ni'amillah, the favor, the bounties and the favors of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring and showering from Almighty Allah. How many bounties Almighty Allah jalla wa ala bless them with. Now let us just draw a comparison. In the beginning of this very surah, then you see that Almighty Allah is addressing Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first verse, chapter 14, verse 1. Look at the words, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take out, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire human race. Why? Because you are rahmatul lil alameen. You are the mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21, verse 107. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad's message is a global international message. And he was, is, will always be the global international messenger and the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. So you see, the words are very similar. But you, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, what is your mandate? Your mandate is this, an akhrij qawmaka min al-zulumati lan-nur. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the entire human race from that time. And for Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you take your people out. You take your nation out from the darknesses in which they are. So the message was only for the Jews, to take them out from all the kufr, shirk, blasphemy, and polytheism, nowadays Zionism, and all that. And remind them of the bounties of Almighty Allah. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil likulli sabbarin shakur. And in that, when you follow the laws of Almighty Allah, you follow the commandments of the messenger. So whoever the messenger is at that time was Moses, peace be upon him. Now is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we as Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth. We believe in every messenger of Almighty Allah. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. Chapter number 2, verse number 285. But we say the Prophet's messengers are selected by Almighty Allah, but remember their rank and status. Some have greater rank and status compared to the others, and this is also enshrined in the noble Quran. Tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. These prophets and messengers, we gave some of them merit and virtue, some over the other. Chapter number 2, verse number 253. So we should not confuse issues. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest of the prophets and the messengers, and in the entire universe and creation. Yea, Almighty Allah states in this there are signs for who? Likulli sabbar, people who are very, very patient. And Shakur, our Maimon people, they changed this word, the bird, they made it Shakur. I said, Avia, poor Bandar, say, Tajonado, Shakur, wo, Nessa, Africa, Avia, Mozambique, Avia, Mombasa, Avia, the Shakur, Tivio, but they nukta, I showed it in ya. So that's wrong, remember that. You must say your name is not Shakur, your name is Shakur. What I said, you didn't understand. I said, when our people left India and came, their name was Shakur. But when they landed in Mombasa, Mozambique, Durban, South Africa, then they made it Shakur. So it is Shakur, very, very grateful, very, very thankful to Almighty Allah. What did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? For a Muslim, two conditions. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. In asabathu dharra, calamities come, sickness come, disaster come. Then he fasabara. So then he exercises patience. Fakana khayra lahu, and that is best for him. Wa in asabathu sarra, and if good news comes to him, mashallah, his business made a bumper profit. His wife just gave birth, and his son just passed with distinction. Son became half his alim, daughter became half his ah. Then for shakara, so he makes shukr to Almighty Allah. He's grateful, and fakana khayra lahu, and that is best for him. So our life is shukr and sabr, either gratefulness and thankfulness, or either fortitude, patience, and endurance. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember when Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, addressed the Israelites and told them, remember the bounties of Almighty Allah, which Almighty Allah conferred upon you. إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, when Almighty Allah rescued you. مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, from the followers of the Pharaoh, his army and police. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, when they were punishing you, a horrible, terrible punishment. وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاكُمْ, slaughtering your sons, because he feared he will lose his kingdom. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and sparing the woman for obvious reasons. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, and in that was a big trial and a test for you from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Two, three announcements. Number one is, remember in the past few days, the settlers there in Israel, the apartheid rogue terrorist regime, remember some of the settlers entered Masjid al-Aqsa and they were singing the Israeli national anthem. Now I'm asking you, is that not provocation? So therefore we say, one settler, one bullet will settle all the issues. And that is the Islamic law. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Second one, we must remember, Today is Wednesday with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. For father we say daughter and son, we say radiallahu, daughter and father we say that radiallahu anhuma. So she is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and she is Siddiqa. In Maqasid Hasana, Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah has mentioned, when you want to start something, do something, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, start on a Wednesday. MashaAllah, last night we started our fifth group on, you know, our groups. And MashaAllah, I'm amazed, you know, over 60 people in few hours already joined your group. So that is Allah Ta'ala's fadl hadha min fadli Rabbi. So MashaAllah, you want to come and join our group? So we send out the invitation to everybody. So you join in, whatever we send out, inshallah, you will receive it. And remember the last one, today is Wednesday. You want du'as to be accepted. So between Zuhr and Asr, du'as are accepted. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, mentioned the hadith in his work, Al-Adabul Mufrad. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustaz, there is a great reward in performing Nafil Tahajjud Salah. Listener says, from Putu, however, should we not perform our Qadha namazes first before any Nafil Salah was done?
100%, that's exactly what I'm teaching and preaching the Ummah. That we need to pay our debts first and then worry about charity. But the shaitan is very shrewd and sly. So what he does, that he tells you, read tahajjud, do this. Because then we start massaging our ego. We start thinking that maybe waliullah ban gaya, maybe buzruk ban gaya. I'm also a very pious person. But all the Fajr Salah, he must out for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. All the Asr Salah, they must out. So that you read, so that you don't massage your ego, that you have to suppress your desires. So that is what the Ummah must learn. Whether it is our Salat and Namaz, so first the Qadha. We are not saying you mustn't read Nafil Salat at all. Read 2 rakat, 4 rakat Tahajjud. But majority of the time that you read Qadha. Similarly with our Siyam and fasting, that first worry about the Qadha, then you worry about the Monday, Thursday fast, the Shawwal fast, and the 13, 14, 15 fast of the lunar month. So you keep once in a while, but majority of the time Qadha. Similarly with the Dafil charity, give the masjid the money for and give the Darulum money, give this one money. That is voluntary. What about the zakat you didn't pay properly for the past 20, 30, 40 years? So therefore, across the board and spectrum, always those actions that are compulsory must be given preference. 100% Maputo, Mozambique, we concur and agree with you.
Ustad is saying, can we make salah on behalf of a deceased person who has outstanding qaza, Ustad?
Remember, you can't be reading salat on his or her behalf after their death, not permissible. No scholar, no imam allows that. What you must do is make dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive them. Only the Hanafi scholars have this law, only Hanafis. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, none of them have the law. Because when a person misses their salat deliberately, Hanbali scholars say he or she is murtad out of the fall of Islam, nikah is broken, and that person must not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. And that is the verdict of majority Sahaba. Go open Kitabu Salat of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. And the Malikis and Shafi'is say when a person does not read Salat, deliberately they must sing Salat, like today 70-80% of the Ummah, then is death penalty. You must finish them up. They are a cancer to society. Imam Abu Hanifa only states that you imprison, incarcerate them, and then either they make tawbah and repent, or either they die there in prison and jail. So only the Hanafis will say that you, the heirs and the family, that 10 days, I just give easy example, that your brother, your father was in hospital, they were conscious, all that, but they didn't read Salat. So per day, you will pay for 6 Salat. They include the witr. So 30 rand per Salat, so 180 rand per day. So 10 days, 1,800 then you pay. So that is known as the kafara of salat ba'd al-maut, after the death of person, not while he's alive. And nobody can perform salat on behalf of the deceased. That also is not permissible. So that's the only thing you can do, and make dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive them.
So before we go to the next question, a lot of listeners are sending messages. They want the link. I see even a lot of overseas listeners will start. They want the link to join in.
Yes, what we will do is I'll send it to you, Mawlana Arafat, so you can just forward it to everybody. I sent it out last night about 10 o'clock or so, mashallah, or 10:30. And just follow, if you are in the group or you are in the other groups, we got about 10 groups and so forth. So we'll try and send it out in the morning, inshallah, as far as possible. And I'll send it to Mawlana Arafat as well.
I see Sister Olivia says, I pray every morning and I tell my children to pray for you, sir, and for Mr. Arafat, that God keep you people always safe. Sir, no good, no any bad last forever. Netanyahu is finally getting his day. Me as a non-Muslim, can I curse him? This is Sister Olivia Ustad.
Thank you for the prayers, my Sister Olivia. What I will suggest to you, that you are waking up every day, you're listening to our message, and you want we must stay for long and so forth. This is good also.
I mean,
what we have to pray for is there must be peace in the world. And remember, the precursor and the prerequisite for peace is what, my Sister Olivia? That is justice. You know that what he did, so you must remember in his time, that he told the settlers, you keep on building and you keep on stealing the land and occupying the land of the Palestinians. Never in the history of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel did so much, you must remember, buildings and all settlements takes place, that how it took place during his time, because he and Trump, they both had the same agenda. And so forth. So you see, my sister, Quran Kareem teaches us, innal batila kana zahuqa. I think you, my sister Olivia, you're a South African, you saw what is apartheid, and you saw how apartheid was dismantled. So one by one, the Israeli rogue regime, they must fall, because Almighty Allah has a system. Verily, anything based on falsehood, it must perish. Chapter 17, verse 81. Answering your question directly, can you curse Netanyahu? Can you curse Modi? Can you curse people who are tinpot dictators? So remember, I tell you what I do. This morning I did it also. I read 2 rakat salat, I pray. And then I say, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you send your army to decimate all the tinpot dictators. Ameen. So yes, you curse them till they come to justice. So that's fine. There's no problem with that. So you can then, any tinpot dictator, so you take their name and say, oh Allah, guide them. And if there's no guidance for them, then decimate and destroy them. 100% acceptable.
Mm. Ismail Ustad, San Diego, he says, it's me here. Mufti, I learned that the greatest enemy is not out there. Our greatest enemy lies within ourselves. It is not you that must change. It's me first, because I can't change you if I'm not right. Ismail Ustad.
100%, you must remember, my brother Ismail. We say Ismail, we come from a Jewish background, but is Muslim, we say Ismail. We say Salam, they say Shalom. So remember, there's no problem with that. You can keep that and the meaning will remain the same. So you see, my brother Ismail, to use your name how you want it, and I say Ismail, it means the one who listens to Almighty Allah in Santiago. For those of you who are new listeners, Alhamdulillah, few weeks ago we made him Muslim with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So you, my brother Ismail, you need to make a note. Write it down or make a mental note. Chapter 13, we are now busy with chapter 14. So chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, and verse number 11, the thunder. So there Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Almighty Allah will not change the condition of a people until and unless they change within themselves. Today, people like prime ministers, presidents, kings and rulers, we will do this, we will do this, we will do this. This is our manifesto, this is our policy. But you yourself, you are corrupt like you can't believe. Then they put them on special leave. Then he must sit at home on his laurels and think of Hadi and still collect his wages. So how that works now? So you must remember this. So therefore, today's manifestos, policies are not worth the paper on which they are written, because you, everywhere in the world I'm speaking about, you yourself, you don't want to change. You find that 90% of the government rulers and people want to enrich themselves, and therefore they spend millions and billions and bribery, corruption to come into power. So Islam says, nay, that you must lead by example. That is what Islam is teaching. And Surah number 13, verse 11, we have to change, and then our children will see that this is my father, mother. I, as a teacher, have to change, then my students will change for the better. So use it like that. You, Ismail, you have to change for the better. You took the plunge, alhamdulillah. So now you must become the ambassador of Islam, and the little you know, so you teach it to others also, inshallah.
I see we've got a new listener, Ustad. It's Brother Colin. He says, I like listening to you guys' program every morning when I'm having my hot cup of tea. He says, I like Radio Al Ansar. And he says that, Mr. AK, do you ever think that they will release our sister, Dr. Afia? What's your opinion? Do you think they have some merciness in them? Colin, Ustad.
I must remember that you, my brother Colin, have a nice hot cup of tea with your rusk and what have you, right? So that's our first message to you. And keep on listening, mashallah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Third one, if you ask me, my logic, my opinion, that they will not release her. But we don't rely on my opinion and my logic. We depend on the mercy of Allah. So always remember that. A Muslim never ever becomes despondent and disillusioned. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. So never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Dr. Afia Siddiqui's sister, Dr. Fauzia, came to South Africa. And you must remember, when we posed questions to her, she said, see, that we have the two children of Dr. Afia, but we still demand, and she must come back home to her mother and to her family and to her children. So we as Muslims, my brother Colin, we don't look at our opinion, our warm senses. We look at the mercy of Almighty Allah. So we will always remain optimistic, inshallah, that she will return home. But remember, if she passes away in that hellhole there in Texas and America, then the American regimes who have incarcerated her, Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan who sold her out, the Afghanistan regime who sold her out, all will be guilty in the court of Almighty Allah for the oppression and transgression of our sister, Dr. Afia. That is the Muslim viewpoint.
I see Brother Adnan Ustad is passing salams to you, Ustad, and he says, I feel so light this morning, who was, of course, Alfred, but now he's Adnan Ustad.
My brother Adnan, yesterday you embraced Islam, today you're back on air, mashallah. You know what we did? My brother Tobela, yeah, at our Marqa Sahaba, he took that clip of yours out, and last night I sent it out. A special moment in our life, and how Alfred becomes Adnan. So you went to the mosque, my brother Adnan. You met some of our brothers, the imams and so forth. So you must keep contact with the mosque. Okay, Alfred? Okay, Adnan? So you must go there and keep contact. And I told you, you meet Maulana AAA. I hope you met him yesterday. If you didn't meet him, so then you must send me your number. You got his number there, Maulana? Yeah, you must send it to me, and then I'll send your number, Brother Adnan, to Maulana AAA, and inshallah, Maulana Abdulaziz Ahmad Day in Marisburg, and inshallah, you make contact with him, okay? Last question.
He says he met the Mustad and he's wearing a topi. That's what the Brother Adnan says.
MashaAllah, very good, very good. Yeah, Maulana Abdulaziz, you take care of him. That's an instruction from me. And you must say, all your other brothers there, all my connections there in PM Berg, you've got a lot of oil going there. So, mashallah, give him the oily message and the holy message of Islam. So, help him out, inshallah.
Let's go to New Zealand, Ustad, our very good friend, Edward. What's the latest in China? Is there anything happening to our brothers and sisters there, Ustad? Brother Edward.
See, you must remember, my brother Edward, if you heard the news breaking yesterday, there was that person, his name is very difficult for me to pronounce and announce it. But you know the old Yugoslavia, where they murdered the Bosnian Muslims, hundreds and thousands of them, men, women, killed, murdered, children, women raped and so forth. So yesterday in The Hague, they said for him that he's a war criminal and he will be imprisoned for life, meaning till death that he will be in jail. So this is what will happen. Justice will come sooner or later, either in this world or in the year after. If you know China, you must remember they are a communist country and they will always try and promote the economy. You take any Arab country, you take any Muslim country, you will find not one of them really is prepared to speak against the atrocities, the war crimes of the Chinese, because their emphasis is on that. You know what they are doing with the Xinjiang Muslims? Go and see the concentration camps, go see the rape and plunder going on. So it's going on, my brother, because they know the Muslims and the Arabs have sold Islam. They are traitors to Islam. And therefore, I say clearly, as far as Arab rulers go and Muslim rulers go, majority of them are murtad and out of the fold of Islam. That is where we are. We have to put the pressure, and may Almighty Allah make it easy.
Ameen.
And alleviate the plight of our brothers in Kashmir, in Ameen. India, in Palestine, in China, and all other parts of the world. So today, between 11 and 12, bliss of marriage, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.